Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Friday on our mind for sure. Be with my girl, she's so pretty. The fun starts early here, especially on Friday, 8:10. And it's time to check in with Dean Richards for the Morning Entertainment News. Hi, Dean.
Hello there.
Let's talk about some more Chicago area concerts that have just been announced. This is good news.
This is very good news when we can tell you about concerts that are coming up. A couple of them have been announced. One of them, Roger Waters, just announcing concerts in Chicago on July the 26th. We do not have ticket information of where that will be or when tickets will go on sale just yet, but the North American tour has been announced. And actually, you know what? I am just now getting the information.
No, breaking ticket information. Very exciting.
United Center. It will be at the United Center. So, when we learn more about that, we'll let you know. Also, we are excited to let you know that Andrea Bocelli is going to be coming to Chicago. He's kicking off a North American tour on October the 13th in Milwaukee. So he'll play up there first, and then we'll come to the Allstate Arena in Rosemont the very next day on October 14th. And tickets for those shows will go on sale on May the 3rd. So, we're starting to get our concerts back, albeit for a little later in the year.
Mm-hmm.
We should be getting Ravinia information soon. They told me that they were going to be announcing their schedules, mid to late April. We should be hearing something about Lollapalooza and other summer concerts very, very soon.
Last night, the GLAAD Media Awards were given out. What exactly are they?
The GLAAD Media Awards are awards that have been given out for the last, I want to say about 30 years, 30, 35 years, something like that, for representations of LGBTQ people and issues in the movies and music, television, etc. And not a surprise that Schitt's Creek would pick up more honors last night. Second year in a row, it was named the Outstanding Comedy at the GLAAD Awards. Sam Smith won Best Music Artist of the Year. Two movies won Best Film honors. One of them for Best Wide Release Film, Happiest Season, starring Kristen Stewart. The other was Boys in the Band. That was a Netflix movie with just a whole cast of characters, a huge ensemble that were all on Broadway in Boys in the Band, and then they made the movie version of it after that. The film that was chosen as Best Documentary was called Disclosure, which was a close-up examination of transgender life. Nice to see it get the award because it was completely snubbed by the Oscars this year for Best Documentary, which was a little bit of a surprise.
And now for the celebrity footwear update.
Yes, we do try to keep you updated on the feet of celebrities whenever possible. And this has to do with these infamous Satan shoes that we've been telling you about, that the rapper Lil Nas X was putting his name behind. These were the sneakers, I guess you might call them. Although it doesn't seem right to call something sneakers that costs in excess of $1,000 a pair. These are the ones that had a drop of blood in every pair. I never did find out where they got the blood from, but I guess it doesn't make any difference now because Nike stepped in and said that the logo was too similar to their logo. They sued, and yesterday they won. So now the Satan shoes are all going to have to be recalled. People who have them are going to get a refund. There's a huge trademark infringement lawsuit tied to the whole thing from the last week. So, you know, if we hear anything more about those or any other footwear regarding celebrities, we are your official Footwear of the Stars station, as you all know.
And we're talking to Dean Richards. And is this right, Prince? The album on 60 Minutes? Really?
Yeah, why not? where else would it go?
All right.
There is the estate representing Prince. At this point, has put together an album of previously unreleased material that will be called Welcome to America. And they are going to debut some of the songs and explain why this music had never been released on 60 Minutes this coming Sunday night. The plan is to release the full album shortly thereafter. But if you want to hear some brand new Prince material, this will be, I'm only sorry that Andy Rooney's not there to introduce it.
Yeah, that would have been perfect. I'm not sure if we need to open the Department of Corrections about Roger Waters' tour. Just to be clear on this, it's July of 2022 at the United Center.
Let me see what we've got here on this. The latest info that I have.
Yeah, I think he's going to do Detroit, then Chicago, then Milwaukee. Next July. I think that's the Midwest schedule for Roger Waters.
Yeah, I don't have the email here in front of me.
The show's backing up a little bit. That's all right. That'll happen from time to time. Let's get to the weekend picks. What do we watch?
The movies are not super great this weekend, but we do have a couple of choices for you. First up is the movie called Thunder Force, which stars Melissa McCarthy and Octavia Spencer. In real life, the best of friends. And you really do get a sense of their friendship and their chemistry in this film. It's a very natural chemistry that they have. Unfortunately, the material in this movie, it's kind of weak. They are two childhood friends. They meet up later in life as adults. One of them is just kind of a loser and bouncing around from job to job, and the other runs this big company that has developed a serum that gives humans super strength and super abilities. One of them, Melissa McCarthy's character, accidentally gets injected with this and becomes super strong. The other, Octavia Spencer, also gets it and gets the ability to become invisible. And they go around fighting crime in their home city of Chicago. There are lots of exterior shots of Chicago because that's the only shooting that they did of this film in Chicago, some outside shots. The movie, for the most part, actually was shot in Atlanta. I don't know why they have to call it Chicago if it's not really filmed in Chicago. Maybe Melissa, you know, just wanted to do that because of her connection, but it throws me off when they, you know, when they say they're in Chicago and they clearly, what you're looking at clearly is not Chicago, but that's just me being super, super particular. The problem with this movie is that the jokes just aren't that funny. The setups for the jokes are kind of weak. The movie has what I kind of felt like were speed bumps throughout the whole movie. It starts to go, and it's silly, and it's fun, and it's kind of a superhero satire. These, you know, two women who are over 40 squeezing into superhero suits, squeezing into superhero cars. They make, you know, fun of it all. But it doesn't go anywhere. And I'm not 100% sure where the fault should lie with this. I will point out that this movie is written and directed by Melissa's real-life husband, Ben Falcone. He often does cameos in her movies. None of the movies that they have collaborated on really have done very well. So, you know, the movies that Melissa's had the greatest success with have been written and directed outside of the family. So, you know, take that, you know, for what that's worth. Bobby Cannavale's in the movie. Jason Bateman is in the movie. They're kind of the bad guys in this movie as well. I gave it a Dean's List C+, because Melissa and Octavia are likable. It's a harmless movie. It's not a great movie. It's on Netflix if you want to watch it.
Harmless. Yeah, all right. We'll go with that.
It's my polite way of saying try to find something else to do.
Yeah.
I guess.
Like what?
We have a sci-fi movie this weekend as well that's called Voyagers. And what this reminded me of was the old Lord of the Flies, the book that you may have read, the old black and white movie that was out a million years ago. This is kind of a millennial version of Lord of the Flies in space. A bunch of young people have been chosen specifically to travel to a distant planet to see if they can sustain life on that planet, because we've used up all the resources on Earth. But this is like an 80-year flight that will have to take place. So what they do is they drug these young people on the flight. The young people learn that they have been drugged and rise up against the authorities, taking control of the situation, Lord of the Flies, like, to control their own destinies. It's a very stylish movie. It just like Lord of the Flies, speaks to when the masses take over, uncontrolled masses, what can happen in a society like that. It's another one that is it's not a bad movie. It's an okay movie. It's not a great movie.
Is it harmless?
It is a harmless sci-fi sci-fi offering.
I know you've got your Dean's List.
I have my
grading
my
system, but maybe
thesaurus.
Make an H. Once in a while you give it an H for harmless.
These are the words that I use when I don't really want to trash a movie, but I also don't want to compliment it.
Right.
Dean's List C on that one. And that one is in theaters for this weekend. There's this new series starring Katie Sagal that's called Rebel. I've seen a couple of episodes of it. It looks pretty good. She is, it's a story inspired by the life of Aaron Brockovich, of this, very sort of take-no-prisoners, blue-collar legal advocate that is running on Hulu. There is a new limited series that's really powerful that is called Them, that explores terror in America. And this first season is set in the 1950s, centered around an African-American family who moves from North Carolina into an all-white neighborhood in Los Angeles, and how they all deal with it. That one is on Amazon Prime. If you watch the Harry and Meghan interview, you may want to take a look at the documentary Diana, the interview that shook the world. This is the interview that the late princess did in 1995 with the BBC's Martin Bashir, that talked about her crumbling marriage to Prince Charles and what it was like to be in the royal family. You're going to find some amazing similarities in this. This one will debut on Netflix starting on Sunday.
And now, of course, the big question with the death of Prince Philip at the age of 99, will Meghan and Harry go to the funeral?
Yes.
And there will be all sorts of renewed interest in the royals right now.
Yeah, I didn't see any of it, but I'm reading reports that there are news outlets that are blaming Harry and Meghan for the death of Prince Philip, saying that it was the stress that they brought on the royal family that hastened Prince Philip's death.
Well, he was in the hospital for like a month or so prior to that interview, right?
He'd been sick for a very long time and was 99 years old.
Yeah, and he seemed to be in pretty good health right up to the nearly the end.
Yeah.
And I'll leave you with one. I've got one for you, Dean, on Netflix. Who Killed Sarah? It's pretty good. It's like a telenovela on speed. Hmm. You may want to check that out. And if you'd like, I'll send Marianne over to translate, because it is in Spanish.
That would be a very interesting experience, watching a telenovela with Marianne, having her explaining everything that's going on to me.
If she can.
If she can.
Enjoy the weekend.
You too. See you Sunday.
All right. Thanks, Dean.